This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Three, two, one, action, and we are back! All right. Jake.
Garrett.
Just talking about which story should I regale people with in the intro, man? There's so many options.
Yeah, you were talking about it for sure.
Yeah, and that's a good way of putting it.
We have a special one today.
We really do. For you, for me.
Yeah. For the audience, I hope.
For the audience.
Something that I didn't realize about our guest, she told Kevin, and after we were texting, and she told us, she doesn't do podcasts.
No.
She does her own when she does them.
Huh.
From New Girl, you knew her as Cece. Miss Hannah Simone joins the podcast.
Yep.
Crushes it like she always does. And then we have a great chat afterwards, which was
very interesting.
Really fun to do.
Yeah. There was a lot I did not know.
Same with me.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
It was really fun to talk to her. She's really fun on it. So for the New Girl fans, I think it will be a treat. And I know it was for me.
And for me. I mean,
and for you.
I know that I make everything about myself, but she in the Brian scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were all working together that day on New Girl.
I don't think Hannah was there.
She was there.
Is that true?
Yes, it's true. I tried to bring that up, but you guys were talking about all the other episodes.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's...
Did she, and I'm not saying this to be mean, we're now back to making it all about you when it should be about Hannah.
It is about Hannah.
No.
What a great person. What a great chat. What a great episode. She's
Did
great.
She
She's...
remember that she had done a scene with you?
I don't think that anyone was picking up on that.
I don't
strongly.
Either. I thought the scene was just you and me and Lamorne directing.
No, because we were at a daycare.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes, and I had a call with Max. So if you want to know the truth, Jake, on that day, Lamorne was directing.
Yeah.
You and I were acting.
Yeah, part
Hannah
of it.
Was there too. And Schmidt and Brian had a call.
But the most important character from the show, Zoe, you did not interact with.
No.
And that's why history forgot you.
That's a wrong thing to say. Anyway, she's great.
She's really great.
It's a great episode.
We're happy to have her.
Yeah.
Watch, subscribe.
Yeah.
Click the link below.
Click the link below if there's a link. If you're listening, just try to touch the
check
windshield.
Check us out on all the stuff, anywhere your podcast is available.
Yeah. And smash the like button. That's what we
and
destroy it.
Everybody international. Once I did the, also, Kevin, you have something you want to add?
Yes. Everyone, we're so appreciative of all the emails you give us.
Doesn't right, feel like it with your tone.
Two that we're seeing a lot of that maybe we can mix it up with is wedding advice and prank advice.
Yeah.
If that's your first thought, maybe send us your second and you're much more likely to get on the show. Thank you. We love you.
Ooh, and don't, yeah. You can't.
I just got a sense of what it's going to be like to be Kevin's child.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And he's going to go, you know your mother and I love you very much, but your grades and your behavior around
I'm
this
screwed.
House, yes, have been problematic. So let's make an adjustment
we're
there.
We take
love
the
you.
We air thank out you. Of the basketball and then you can play with it.
Yeah. We love you and thank you.
All right.
And goodbye.
Okay.
Hannah Simone, without further ado. Hi. Can we get your name, please?
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
You guys can call me TJ.
TJ. Where are you calling from, TJ?
I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Nice.
Michigan. And about how old are you, TJ?
I'm 29 years old.
29. So, TJ, you're here with Gareth and I, as always. But then a star.
Nice.
From the show Not Dead Yet. But another show that you might know better than I know her from, Miss Hannah Simone, a.k.a. Cece from New Girl.
Yes.
The old friend is back with us.
Yay.
No way.
Yeah.
You got, right, you got
hey,
Hannah.
Hey, TJ.
All right. Relax, TJ.
So, TJ
seems very excited.
I gotta say,
he's moving his collar.
You know what it really sounded like? It was he got a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
And he wasn't with the old Jake
no,
and Garf.
No, nothing.
Still got it. Still got
you
it.
You still yeah. got it, girl. All right, so TJ, what's the problem? The floor is yours. What can we help you with?
Yeah, so lay the groundwork for you. As you may know, last week was 420.
Yes.
And I decided to celebrate. I took what I consider, for me, a hero dose of gummies.
Oh, boy.
I usually take like 10 to 20 milligrams. I took 150.
Oh, my TJ. God.
TJ.
To see what happens.
So are you calling to say it hasn't stopped yet?
Yeah, I was going
to
say you're still high.
That is a
cool.
wild dose.
That's a lot, Teach.
150?
Yeah. That. Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. That was a big
fun
one.
Call.
Yeah.
What if right now he just looked like a gummy bear himself? He turned into a gummy. Yeah, so here's the problem.
All
okay.
right, so TJ, on the 20th, you're a guy who lives in the 10 to 15 milligram world of gummies. You said, I want to take a hero's dose. You went 150 milligrams.
Yes, sir.
Floor is yours.
All right, so I went to the bathroom. I'm not sure if this has ever happened to you guys, but I kind of got like locked in the mirror in the bathroom.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I was staring at myself
yep.
for a while. Okay. Window was open. Get the fresh air in there. You know, I wasn't thinking about it. And put in some eye drops once I saw how red my eyes were. And outside of our bathroom window, you can get like, we have a yard kitty corner to us that can kind of see into the window. And I heard a group of neighbor kids watching me as I was staring at myself in the mirror.
This is our first drug call.
Is it,
that yeah, surprises me.
It might be. It surprises me too.
Genuinely shocked.
Really?
Yeah. I thought this would be the wheelhouse.
I did too.
No, is... Kevin curates it for the guests.
Oh.
What you trying to say about me right
exactly,
now?
Exactly, woman.
Slow down. Slow down.
You're the druggie, not me, Mom.
Gummy mummy.
Okay, so you got some kids who are looking at you.
Yeah, so the kids, and I heard them talking. They're like, ooh, like he's using eye drops. That means he's high. Like, oh, it's 420. Yeah, he's high. And like, oh, that man stared at himself for too long. So like, I dropped to the floor. I closed the curtain.
He's paranoid.
I went back to the base.
It's not a gunshot.
Okay.
No, but I was scared.
Okay.
I get it. 150 milligrams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess I have a couple of questions. Maybe it's the drugs, but I kind of feel like I owe them an apology. Is there in a way?
I'll jump in right now. It's the drugs.
Yeah. Hold on.
I'm not even sure there was kids watching
to
you,
be quite honest.
Sir?
Well, they were kids. They were dressed like it was the 1880s.
Those were trees.
They were top hats.
They were just trees.
Yeah, there was like three trees together. Those were little boy trees.
That's it.
I'm
yeah.
so sorry.
Okay, so TJ, you, just so we can catch up to this hallucination. You took 150 milligrams. You're looking at yourself in the mirror. Your eyes are fucked up. You then see kids looking in the window. They see you. You have a panic attack. Drop to the floor. Now, this is wheelhouse.
Yeah.
The panic attack, the crawl to the basement. And then you're now going. A couple days later, you sobered up, I hope. You're feeling back to normal. And you go, I should say something.
Yes. Is okay. there something I can say that's not weird?
And no.
Also, no.
Do they maybe think I'm cool? Do I get
no.
some credit or anything like that? Or
no.
Is that, no. Okay.
Okay
no,
so hold
nobody
on.
Nobody thinks you're cool, and there's nothing you can say to establish that you looked
well,
great.
Well, first of all, how old are these kids?
I would say probably between the ages of like 6 and 14. I've just seen
six?
Them around the neighborhood.
Six?
This
are.
Is.
What time of day this did this happen?
This is a guy in his 20s.
Yeah. Well, this was a Saturday.
How old are those kids?
Please don't approach a 6-year-old. Yeah,
by the way, pre-kids hey. To me, if you would have said, if I saw a group of kids and you'd say, how old are those kids? I'd go, anywhere between 2 and 50.
That's
yeah, yeah.
Honestly, no idea.
That's right.
Are they in school? Any school between first
maybe.
Grade and graduate school?
What
no
about maybe teaches? I don't know. I can't see.
All I know is they were kids and they're younger than me. That's all I know. Okay, so
I need to talk to your 6-year-old about what he saw me doing in the bathroom last Saturday.
Tripping on drugs.
Yeah.
Please stay away from these children.
So about how many kids? We're trying to figure out, TJ, what of this is happened and what of this was heightened in the world of 150 milligrams?
Yes.
Sure. What was drug induced?
Yeah, maybe drug induced.
Like, we'll have see. You seen these children before?
Yes.
Like,
are these
are they
neighborhood,
the neighborhood kids?
Yeah, I've seen them. Like, when I do yard work and they're in their yard, like, I'll see them away.
Oh, okay. So you
whatever.
Know these kids.
I walk my dog around the neighborhood, I'll see them.
Okay.
And do you have the kind of dynamic when you see these kids? Do you say hi? Do you wave?
I'm high.
I mean,
it's a wave, but that's the extent of the interaction. Just a friendly wave.
Okay. And they saw you. So they're not, if they knew it was 420 uterine eye drops, they're not six. If they're six, those are the coolest 6 years I've ever heard of in my life.
Pass the Dutchie, bro.
But like, so the kids understand weed culture a little bit. So my guess is you're looking at 10 to 14, maybe 12 to 14.
Yeah.
So it's a different story than six.
Yeah.
But these are neighborhood kids.
Sure. I mean, siblings, like there were some younger ones that may have been with their siblings,
I gotcha.
Like a couple houses in the neighborhood in the backyard.
But
you know?
Were being laughed at from kids because the drugs were on top of you and you're a little bit embarrassed by that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay. And
all right.
We're getting a little emotional,
and that's okay. This is a safe space.
No, that's the truth of it. Yeah.
The 150 milligrams are still in my guy.
But
I'm with you, TJ. Yeah. I get it.
I don't know if you can explain to someone who doesn't take edibles. 150 is insane.
So much. Okay, so the specific question here, TJ, is if you do drugs by yourself and it gets on top of you and you look at yourself in the mirror and you're seen by neighborhood kids who tease you, do you owe them some sort of an explanation? And if so, what? Is that the question?
That's my question. Thank you.
Thank you. I think it's a great question.
It's a great
call.
Question.
And I think it's actually more complicated than you two guys want to make it seem.
Here we go.
Really?
Yep. You guys are both, cool. But imagine you've taken drugs. And don't pretend you haven't.
Actually,
you drug addict.
Here, this is what I think needs to happen. Okay. Real talk.
Yeah, real
okay, TJ.
Now she's going real talk.
Yeah, real
now
talk.
Now we're getting real here.
Before everybody gets silly on you. I think, TJ, you got to go like... MJ, Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror. Go back there.
Uh-oh.
Go back to the mirror. Look at yourself dead in the eye and be like, I'm in my late 20s. Yeah. I got to get my shit together. Talk to that guy. Talk to that guy and finish. You know
worried.
What? Draw the
Me
blinds
too.
Next time.
You're when talking to six-year-old neighborhood boys and you said go
Michael
MJ?
I don't know.
You know what?
Go
I'm
over
Hannah.
The house let's and ask them if they can play with a llama in
Look,
your yard.
Let's get real. Go to the neighborhood boys. Be Michael Jackson and do what comes natural.
Look, I'm going to go next door and pull a Michael Jackson and ask if the six-year-old can spend the weekend with me.
It was a Man in the Mirror reference where you guys went.
Where you went, young lady.
It's disgusting.
Hi, I took a bunch of drugs last weekend and your children saw me. Can they stay with me for the summer?
So, TJ, Hannah's first thought is maybe go back in the mirror.
That's right.
Ask yourself, it's not about the kids, but what's going on.
That's right.
Her weird way of getting there was to pull a Michael Jackson in 2024.
A Man in the Mirror. That's all. That's all I was saying.
There's a lot of Man in
you
the Mirror
You guys went
reference.
Left. I was looking at the music. You guys were looking at something else. That's all.
Right. But she's saying pull a Michael Jackson and ask yourself some questions.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to go the other thing she said before it gets all weird. I'm obviously going to go all weird because, look, I'll be honest. At 29 years old, was I eating gummies? You goddamn right I was.
Oh, yeah.
Was it occasionally getting on top of me? TJ, you better believe it was. Was I looking in the mirror going, hey, cowboy, where's the horse? Yeah, because it happens.
Yes.
Did I ever have moments where I was very embarrassed and I walked to a TJ's, a Trader Joe's, not this TJ, and the drugs were on top of me, and I realized people are staring at me, and I'm holding a frozen pizza, and I haven't moved in 45 minutes. That happened during New Girl.
The pizza's
that I believe.
Dripping.
That checks out.
So my thing is to you is I genuinely think you do owe him something.
What?
What?
Yes, yeah, but I don't think it's a formal apology, TJ. I think it is. Don't do that face.
You know what?
Leave the children alone.
I'm not talking about the 6-year-olds. I'm not talking about the kids.
Okay.
I'm talking about the kids sniffing teenage years who know about 420, who probably do drugs themselves.
Okay.
Okay.
So he said 6 to 14.
All right. What's your pitch? What are you pitching?
What are you going to say?
My pitch is something in this zone, TJ.
I can't wait. Yeah.
Well, I don't have a finish. I need help on the finish. I have
okay.
a start.
All right. Walk us through it.
My start would be something of the extent of when you see the older kids there, not the young ones. If you see a 6-year-old, don't pull a Hannah Simone Michael Jackson.
Right.
Get away from the kids. If they're under 10,
this is twisting.
Let kids
the narrative
be kids.
On this is
moonwalk
twisting.
Away.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Moonwalk
yeah.
away. But we're talking about if you got the older kids, the kids who knew what you were doing.
Hmm.
I think you got to walk up and go, fellas, The other day you guys saw me in the mirror, huh? Doing the eye drops. And they'll go, yeah. And go, sorry, you saw that. I should have closed my blind. 420 got on top of me. Didn't mean to weird you guys out.
Are you sure that they knew you were doing drugs?
TJ?
Like, are you sure that, because you could have just been really high, super paranoid. All you were doing is eye drops in a bathroom mirror.
But TJ.
It's a tell. But we all know you're on drugs. No.
It's not a dead giveaway.
Like, boy, he's got a pollen allergy.
TJ said.
Yeah, I had been there for 5-10 minutes maybe. So if they had been watching, then they saw me.
To Hannah's point, he took 150 milligrams. Yeah. Like, yeah. There's a good chance that the drugs made him think the kids were seeing. So
that's what I'm saying.
It was probably one kid.
So I got a question for you, TJ. Now, because we got to get to planet Earth on this one. Because we could just pitch silly on silly. I need to know for real now. Because you said two different things. Earlier you said you heard them say 420.
Mm-hmm.
He's on drugs. I don't want to pitch on something if you just got high and this is paranoid. Who gives a shit? Do whatever you want. Did you actually hear them, or is this you just got paranoid and had a panic attack? If you just got paranoid and have a panic attack, the reality is 150 milligrams is too much, my king.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Let's live in the 25 mg's.
Yeah.
Because guess what? You got in your 20s, you got to figure out where you live. You don't live at 150. Now, if you were that high and you heard a neighborhood 14-year-old go, he got too high. And all the kids laughed. And little kids saw a 29-year-old, you're a grown-ass man, TJ. Then there might be something that needs to happen. We just need to know what the reality is that happened on 420. So walk us through what really happened that night in the mirror on the 150.
Mm. Okay, so I am in the basement watching a movie, melted into the couch, having a nice time. Princess Mononoke, Studio Ghibli animated movie.
Respect.
You're speaking English, right? I just want to make sure. Are you on an edible right now?
You just put us all in 150. Every audience member just went, did I eat the fucking edible?
Princess Mongoli, you know, a Ghibli.
Okay. So now, TJ, are you solo tonight? This is the 20th.
I'm with my wife.
Okay, great. She's sober.
Wow, what a lovely
women
woman.
Are the best.
She's not working.
It just a new theme is just.
I know. What did she goes, do last night? Well, we ordered in, and Greg turned into a puddle.
How about you? I had a half of glass of wine. He had 150.
I had a Chardonnay, and he called the cops and said that he felt bad about something he did to a teacher when he was 8.
So you take 150 milligrams. She's sober. You guys are downstairs. You guys are watching some movie. I'm not even going to try to pronounce.
Yeah.
And then you're melted in the cold. It's kind of a lovely night, no? You having a good time?
For him. For her, it's hell.
Very.
Okay, so you guys are both happy. Then the floor is yours.
I head upstairs to use the bathroom, pop the window open, get some fresh air. I love it when I'm high. Need it.
Okay, all right.
Use the restroom.
It feels like a commercial endorsement for air. I should point out I do have a commercial tie-in with air. Get some air in there. Beautiful, fresh. God, air.
I love it.
Air.
That is, I stopped.
I love this stuff. I use air every day. I should point it out.
I stopped smoking weed. And TJ, you're making me miss it.
I agree.
It makes you appreciate things.
I agree.
Like air. You're
air.
Like,
birds.
You know what I love? That I have eyebrows.
Yeah.
Because the sweat is stopping at an eyebrow.
Boy, how good is water? Holy God.
How good is a seatbelt? Oh. This is snug.
Well, his wife's like,
Okay.
All right, you open the window.
Yeah, I open the window. I use the restroom. I wash my hands. I'm in the sink. I'm staring in the mirror. Okay. I don't know if you ever stared in the mirror, like when you're really high or on shrooms, but like you can stare at yourself for a long time.
Yeah. Right?
And TJ, what happening. Are some of the thoughts going on while you were there? Can you walk us through it?
It's just like when you make eye contact with yourself, you're like, this is me, huh? Like that in the mirror is me, is what other people see. And that's what I'm seeing, but I can't see it if I'm not in the mirror. Okay. And that person, he's moving this, you know, have you had those thoughts?
You're recognizing yourself.
Okay.
As
making me
being.
More paranoid. Sorry.
No, don't be paranoid.
Safe. You're in a safe space.
So you're looking in, you're seeing me. This is me. I'm tripping out.
Mm-hmm.
Then keep going.
Yeah. And then I look directly in my eyes, see how red they are, eye drops as I like tilt my head back, is when I hear the neighbor kids whose yard is like is kitty corner, kind of close to us, and that's when I hear them say, "Ooh, that he was like staring at himself for a long time."
So he, oh, he's that's high.
That's
saying.
Why he's
he
an eye drop. It's 4:20. Yeah.
Okay. And the kids saying that now, ages are important here, TJ. And I know, as a guy in my late 20s, I know it's tricky.
Sorry, are you you're saying you know because one time you were in your late 20s?
Mm-hmm.
Because what are you saying right now?
Wait, I'm in my late 20s. You geezers.
What are you saying?
I'm sitting on a couch with a bunch of old people.
Oh, it's Jake.
I like being around older
Jake,
people.
This Jake. Is my theory, is that Jake knew what this call was about, and he prepared.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
He's having a great time.
I agree. Jake's melted.
Saying some wild things.
I did 150 milligrams.
That eyebrow thing was a real realization that just happened
Jake
in front
so
of us.
Jake got so high, he's 29
That's
in his
right.
brain.
He's got seatbelts on. All right, okay.
Okay, so... So there's a big difference, TJ, between 6 and 14, mm-hmm. right? 14 has gone through puberty. 6 is a baby.
Yeah.
So what were these kids? The kids
sure.
who were
talking. And how many?
And how many? Because this will change the answer.
I don't know how old kids are.
Yeah,
fair.
But, you know, there was a range because, like I said, siblings of older kids. Okay. The oldest one must have been around 14, 15. There was a couple little ones.
Okay.
So I assumed 6. When I see little, I assume 6.
Can I just ask time of day?
Yeah, good question.
6 in the evening.
Okay.
Dusk.
On Saturday?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
And yeah. so they start laughing, and how does that make you feel, Tej?
not good.
No. Never does.
I just would like to point out we've just sat here and laughed at TJ loudly as he relives his experience.
No, TJ, with you. There's
we're
a
with
big
you.
Difference.
We're yeah. with you. We're team TJ.
Yeah, so
team J.
They laugh and then you, TJ, freak out.
Mm.
And
yeah,
and you
yeah.
dropped
didn't
your
like
stomach.
Being laughed at. Didn't know what to do. Yes. Didn't want to make eye contact.
Agreed.
So yeah, dropped down real quick.
So when you army crawl back to the basement, what does wife say?
Do you tell her?
Mm.
Yeah.
No, I kind of have to process what just happened.
His tracks.
I tell her after the movie is done.
And what do you say?
So I told her this, essentially. I like wrote it down after so that I could submit this question to you guys after I told it to
and,
her.
And what, like is, and what is wife, how does she respond?
She questioned me also. She questioned if the kids were there.
so good. Imagine.
This is the female response.
Are you yeah. sure
there
were kids?
Shrubs yeah. that yeah. moved in the wind because of the air.
Yeah.
And then you had a little bit of a panic attack and crawled back to your wife because you are watching a... Am I not wrong that this movie is like a cartoon,
yeah.
right? So there's like little children-y people in the cartoon. You're 150.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot.
This may not have happened.
Yes.
There's a chance.
The way that you think it did, and everyone's okay, except for you in this moment. Which is yeah, why we're yeah, here to help.
Yeah. I think it's very possible. Listen, there's a lot of possibilities. Yeah. You're highly inebriated.
Yes. Yeah.
We're just, you know, it's witness testimony that would be easy to cross-examine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does your wife know about the paradox you're in now? Does she know that you're feeling this way, or did you just save it for us?
Yeah, not really. Yeah, I guess I was saving it for you guys to help, okay. because if it did happen, and I convince myself it didn't happen, and then later on I make eye contact with these kids, you know, like,
yeah. okay.
they're all looking
right.
at me
TJ, I got two pitches. I think this is going to come down to two roads. One, leave it.
Yep.
Two, repeat it.
What is going on with you? What you are?
I think it is leave it or repeat it. And I think one,
I think Jake's just trying to have a side segment. Welcome back to Leave It or Repeat It. All right, why leave it? I get why repeat it?
Sponsored
because
by Air.
There's TJ. There's something on every big drug trip, whatever. There's every once in a while something that gets left behind. There's a soldier that gets left out there, and now you flew home. Something happened in that mirror with those kids. That fucking spun you out.
Mm.
So my recommendation is 25 milligrams.
Okay.
When it hits, melt on the couch with honey this Saturday. Watch a similar movie, the sequel. I'm sure that movie's got 9 sequels. When you're in the second one, go. At the same time, set a timer. Ding, ding, ding. Go. I need to go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom. Look in the mirror. Get back to, this is me. Me. This is me in the mirror. See what the fuck happens. If the kids are out there again, You've already opened the window. You got air. You go, how you guys doing? I'm putting Visine in my eyes because I have allergies. Right? But you got to, you ever seen Flatliners?
Boy, not a reference any of us expected when this call started.
But you got to go back, man. You got to go back to the trauma.
How does that movie end?
Through the trauma. I think Julia Roberts dies.
You know what, though? You're actually onto something.
I know.
When you're walking around the yard doing your yard work,
yes.
Just to yourself, loudly complain about pollen and allergies. You have never confirmed to them that you were high.
Okay.
They made the jump.
Yes.
And now just go in there, start rubbing your eyes, do eye drops in the yard.
You're Mr. Sell a new Allergy.
Story. You're Mr. Allergy now. Do that, and that way you don't have to feel paranoid that now you're like the, you know, the druggy neighbor.
You could also say to them the pollen's really bad.
I've come around.
Yeah, so.
Do that.
TJ, you have
And I don't think you need the 25 milligrams to do this.
So
just carry around
He's also
eye
a
drop.
10 to 15 guy. Stop pushing.
You know what? So, take 100, see what happens. Yeah.
So TJ, here's
your 200. At. Fuck it. Let's see if you can float.
We have.
I bet you can levitate.
We have three ideas for you, and then we got to hear what you're actually going to do.
Hmm.
One, leave it. Whatever happened in the war, it happened in the war. You're home now. Two, repeat it. And Hannah's saying be 5 to 10 milligrams, but you can't go back to the jungle on 5 to 10. The chopper took you 150. I think you got to go at least 25. I would actually say, TJ, between you and me and nobody else, 50.
Chopper.
But then get your eyes in those mirrors, lock back in with TJ, weird yourself out, let the air hit you. And if you see those kids, you're going to feel anxiety. You open the window, you go, the fucking allergies are killing me, guys. Three, just become the neighborhood allergy man, like Hannah said.
That's what I'm saying.
Four, Hannah said, Michael Jackson.
I just said man in the mirror. Okay.
But so those are your real top three, TJ?
Yeah.
Become Michael Jackson.
Become Michael Jackson.
What do you think you're actually going to do? Because this is a tough one.
Yeah. So I probably do two. I will repeat it. Just because that sounds like a fun experiment.
Yeah, I agree with you. But what MGs are you going here?
Probably 20, 25-ish, maybe.
Yeah, like, respect. Don't
that's
go going
to be a good long stare in the mirror, I think.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
But I'm also going to lean into the allergies and go kind of with what Hannah said, not the Michael Jackson stuff, but the...
MGs, not MJs. That's what we say.
Yeah.
But, okay, so you're going to start becoming the neighborhood allergy guy?
Yeah.
Boy, what What an era you're entering.
And then TJ.
Hey, nerd. Are you going to sneeze, nerd? I'm high. He has to go back to the other way.
He's like, I want to be the cool stoner. I want to be the cool stoner.
He calls back up. How do I become the cool
stoner? Hey, I got to put the allergy thing back in the bottle.
I don't want to be the allergy nerd anymore.
I'm a high guy.
So, TJ, when you hit those 20 to 25 milligrams, you're back in the mirror. Now, put yourself there for a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're in the mirror. I'm TJ. TJ's me. This is how people see TJ. The air feels good. Those little kids are on the corner. Okay? The older ones. So can you see them in your head right now?
Yeah, I got them.
What are you going to say to them?
I'm going to like sneeze real loud a couple times and really sell the allergy.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Window's open. So, you know, play it up. Pollen's coming in. Oh. Maybe two or three bigger than that, probably. I'm in the conference room at work, so I can't go too big.
Okay.
And then lean out the window. Damn, allergy season, right, guys?
Oh, TJ, I don't know.
No.
I got worried about you there. I got worried about you.
Just simplify. Simplify. Yeah. Just say like pollen muttered under your breath.
Yeah.
Do an eye rub.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't do two weird fake sneezes and then go, hey, allergies.
Lean more in the Hannah direction of over eye dropping whenever you see
these
kids. Yes.
And you can do a little muttering. Okay. You know, think of the long con versus the one strike.
Yeah, and so
this
is
your life now.
I'm going to make an amendment now on what I was pitching you after hearing it, because I don't want you in a bad zone. You become Mr. Allergy Man all the time, sneezes. Mm. Whenever you walk by those kids, literally sneeze and put Visine in your eyes.
You could also do a, like, if you see the kid, honey, where's my Allegra?
Yes.
Yeah. Claritin. I can't find the Claritin.
Good Lord.
Kleenex.
Okay, what's that?
Kleenex.
use Kleenex. We love Kleenex. Yeah. We're here to help.
So always have Kleenex with you, but I do also think, man, you got to go back to the belly of the beast. I think you got to go 25 or Moss. You got to get in that mirror. And that soldier that dropped to the floor, you got to walk out of that bathroom high. Mm. And I don't mean the drugs high. I mean on 2 feet. Because something happened to you in that panic attack, army crawling down to the basement to your wife, that we got to get you back on 2 feet.
Mm. You're right. Thank something you. Changed me.
Something changed. Let's change it back.
I can do better.
You can do better. Guess what? Mm. You want to know how many times young kids have laughed at me? Couldn't count.
Oh, God.
And you want to know why? They had every reason to.
Yeah.
I was doing something weird. I looked up. Some kids were looking at me. They laugh. You just can't fall to the floor and army crawl to your wife. You got to just. If you're a guy who's taking 150 and having a this is me in the mirror, you got to walk out of the bathroom with your shoulders that high, right?
Everything else is high. Get the head held that
yeah,
way.
Now yeah. We just got to get you off that army crawl, DJ. Yeah. But maybe leave the kids alone. If they're laughing at you, don't yell out the window at them.
Yeah.
Don't fake sneeze. Yeah. Your allergy,
mom? Gosh darn allergies. Am I right, youth group?
What do you think of that, TJ?
I think that's a great plan. I really appreciate you guys talking me through this.
You're a good man.
All right. We're high to help.
Will you follow up with us after your next session?
Yeah, definitely.
Because I want you walking, and I don't want a 5 milligrammer where you're in control of it. That grass has to get on top of you.
Sure.
And then when you're starting to have that panic, you got to go like, I am TJ. This is me. I am TJ. This is me in the mirror. And walk out of there, shoulders held high.
Yeah. And worst case, when they're looking at you, just sing Man in the Mirror.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you. Thank you, TJ.
Thanks, TJ.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy. This episode is brought to you by Doer. Doer is a clothing company that we've been very excited about. As you can see, I'm wearing the pants. I'm wearing the shirt. They are comfortable. It stretches just right. If you're listening, go on YouTube just to see this goddamn fit. In the first one, the setup of that was I had gotten clothes for Gareth and we were going to surprise him. So he has now changed. It is a different day. He is back. And check out the Doer fit. Looks good, Garf.
It is really good.
So Doer makes stretch performance denim and lifestyle apparel for men and women. The truth is, it is very comfortable.
Very comfortable, and we both love our looks.
We like our
looks. And Jake picked my look.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The fact that Jake picked a look for me and we're both satisfied
is wild.
It's wild. It's That's wild. A Venn diagram.
So upgrade your wardrobe and order your own pair of Doer today. We highly recommend it. You want to go to the shops, you go to LA or Denver, or you can shop online at shopdoer.com/GilSentMe. D-U-E-R. So shopdoer.com/GilSentMe to get 20% off now. Remember, Gil. This episode is brought to you by a long sponsor.
Yes.
That we're thankful for.
And we love.
ZocDoc.
Yes, Jake.
ZocDoc is a free app and a website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Garfman, we've used this.
Pretty straightforward because it, like, when you try to get appointment, it's just, it eliminates the problem with trying to go see a doctor.
Yes.
Which is that you're like, oh my God, they don't have an appointment for 6 weeks. They're too far. They don't take my insurance. Whatever those things are eliminated by ZocDoc.
ZocDoc is honestly great. Gareth and I do both use it.
Yep.
So go to ZocDoc.com/HTH and download ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/HTH. That's ZocDoc.com/HTH. This episode of We're Here to Help is sponsored by Philo.
Philo has shows, movies, live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with a 7-day free trial.
I gotta tell you, if you got a 7-day free trial and you don't have a TV system you're liking, try it for free.
Yes.
There's no contracts. There's no commitments. There's no hassles.
It's a better way to watch TV. And they have a lot of shows.
Yes.
We could highlight a lot that we like, but why not just start
the
at
challenge.
The top with the
Love
Challenge.
Love After Lockup.
By the way,
Quiet
Love,
on Set,
Love,
The Dark Side of Love, Kids TV. Did Love you see that?
Yes.
Crazy.
But don't sleep on Love After Lockup.
I agree, by the way.
You and I are so connected with this sort of stuff.
Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And it's free for a week, and it's only $25
yeah.
a month. There's no contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV.
That's
Let's get to that
right.
call to action. Kevin, you're moving around like a fucking drug addict.
So why don't you sign up today?
You guys are skipping around.
Why don't you sign up today at philo.tv/GilSentMe? That's right, everybody. That's philo.tv/GilSentMe to get 50% off your first month. Philo!
Hello.
Hi. Can we get your name, please?
Oh, my goodness. This is Lake.
Lake. Okay. Where are you calling from, Lake?
I am calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey. And did you ever watch New Girl?
Can I just tell you that New Girl was like my go-to show for a very long time?
Oh, that's Great. Really sweet. And how does that make you feel, Hannah Simone, our guest in today's episode?
Hello!
No way. Oh, my
yes,
God.
Way.
You've got oh Gareth and the you've got Brian, the security guard.
Hello. Yes, that's right. You remember,
Hello,
obviously.
Hello, Brian, the security
so clear.
Guard.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
And then you've got the great...
This is the reunion.
This is the reunion.
This is the freaking reunion of the Brian
The
day.
Crowd's asking for a reunion.
Whoa!
They got it.
Let's do the scene.
This is wild. Season. Oh, my
Last
God.
Last season, Hannah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, Lake...
You're acting. I can see. Very good. Very nice.
What can we do for you?
So, I have a situation, and when it happened, I said, Derek and Jake are the only people that can help me with this situation.
That's
so
bad.
And
my...
I mean, I'll show myself out.
Thanks for stopping by.
But she didn't know, but now you also got Hannah
It would have been weird for her to say it then.
Yeah, if she said Gareth and Jake and actually Hannah Simone.
Simone, if that would be possible. That would have been perfect.
Yeah, it would have been perfect.
Yeah, would have been a dream.
Okay, so
I'm
what's
so
going
sorry.
On? That's okay.
No sorries.
So my husband and I have a 3-year-old son.
Respect.
And a couple weeks ago, my mother-in-law, who I love, was watching our son at our house for us. I think this is probably common with some adults. When people come over, I sort of just throw everything into my room. I don't want anybody in the master bedroom. Just I will clean where guests will see.
Yeah.
So I guess while he was asleep for his nap, she took it upon herself very generously to do some chores around the house.
Oh, boy.
And went into our bathroom where...
Wait, hold on, Lake. That's out of control.
This is an out of control chore. But
this
I'm excited.
Is an out of control move by mother-in-law.
Yeah.
It gets crazier.
Okay, all right, let's party.
Going. So anyway, so she went into our bathroom and the door was open. And on the ledge in our shower, there were a couple of adult toys mm-hmm. there.
Walk us through.
Yeah.
What
just
is it?
Drying up. One of which is a clone Willy.
Oh, boy.
Hold
okay,
on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
What?
It's You mean, is that a spinoff of Free Willy? Clone Willy? Can I guess?
Clone?
It's called Clone Willy. Can I guess?
Yeah, guess.
I'm going to guess, and I don't... This guess might be crazy because I don't see the point of it.
Yeah.
But it is it is your husband's penis made into a sex toy.
Is that right?
Guess too.
You pretty much nailed it.
Do but you have access in a mold?
You have access
I mean,
to his
I swear
penis.
To God, I feel
so
like
many questions.
My wife would want any other penis.
I know. That's
I'm like, I got you a gift. My dick again. She's like, I don't know of it for 20 fucking years.
How about a non-Jake dick? Yeah. That'd be fun.
Can I also get a non-Jake personality and face? That I want to fuck.
I'm looking for a clone Willy and just a Willy.
What
Willy.
A terrible gift
but
for
how,
a partner to give another
how do you
one.
Clone, you have to send in a picture.
You got to send in a mold.
To
it might be 3D.
To be fair,
yeah.
We did that for a good reason. When we were dating and we were young and things were fun and we didn't have a kid,
yeah.
He is a state trooper, and when he was in the police academy, he was gone for 6 months. So I was like,
okay.
so gonna be he's gone for a long time.
That's
so to be
cool.
fair, I had a good reason for doing that.
Okay, I got you. He left he left a little piece of himself behind.
May I ask, why is the clone Willy out now, all yeah. these years later, when you have access to him?
Because his personality is terrible, but he's got a great cock.
Yeah, must have a great
I can't,
cock.
After the kid, I can't fuck this guy.
Yeah.
But I'm horny.
What an honor.
Yeah. So, yeah. Truly.
That
so,
is not what I said.
No.
But anyway,
we have the
so,
quote right here.
So, Lake, the floor is yours. So, there's a clone Willy drying in the shower.
And my mother-in-law saw it. Mm.
And that means that she saw his cock.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what happened?
Well, so she made a comment like, oh, I took out the trash for you guys. And she had taken out the trash that was in our bathroom. Mm. And sort of said it was like a slow,
and there was some other stuff
in there. And so I just said, thank you so much for doing that. You didn't have to do that. But my question is, do I address it? Do I bring it up? Do I leave it? What do I do?
This is a good one. Before we start, Hannah, did you have something you want to say? You're still processing.
I'm done. I have so many questions about how you make a clone, Willie.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of stuck there right now. Like, I'm in that space at the moment. I've never heard of it. It seems wild to me.
Yeah.
So back to your mother-in-law, though. Did she say it in a way where she was, like, making eye contact, like, I saw some things?
Yes.
Yes.
Slow speaking, eye contact.
Okay.
What she was saying with her eyes was, I saw my son's dick in there.
But she doesn't know saw it's because his of dick. You.
But how would she know it's her son's dick?
Yeah, she doesn't know.
Fine, then all she said was, I saw a dick.
She saw a dick.
I was babysitting my grandson. I was trying to help out your fucking dildos hanging up in the shower. Mm. I want to let you know, let's never have that happen again. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, like, it's out of control she went into your bathroom.
Yeah.
It is. It's wild, but here we are.
But here we are. So we're on your side, but if she were calling, I would say, Mom.
Yeah.
You're nuts.
Boundaries.
Boundaries.
I have a question and a pitch. Okay. Maybe. My question is, and I think I know this, it is, like, what's it made out of?
Weird question.
I'm just
not sure why that matters, Christmas. Besides for weird reasons.
You'll see in a minute.
And would it fit in my
mouth? Also, what's the link?
Stainless steel.
What's the link, and is it weird to get one of your own to just have? Hello, caller, are you there?
And can I fly with it? My butt.
Yeah, would it be weird to put my cock in my butt while flying? Hello, caller, are you there?
Question for you. Like, if I made a mold of my dick and put it in my butt, how would you judge me?
Is it strange to give Jake mine for Christmas?
By the way, we just found each other our gifts.
Oh, my Christ. No, we didn't. Okay. Here's my pitch. She saw it.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I don't think you can directly be like, hey, I know you saw your son's cock the other day in our shower. I think what you should do is the next time she's hanging out for a minute, explain that. Make it sound like it was a gift from a bachelorette party that you went
to. That's interesting.
Make it sound like somehow organically bring up the gag gift, which was this weird bar of soap. You know how those things are.
Yes.
Everything's a penis. So that's I had all this penis accoutrement.
But there's a lot of good ways to set up the idea. That goes back to the first call of the allergy man.
Yeah.
You're creating a distraction of the gag gift get. Like, I've got a lot of gag gift. Question for you, like, before we get into this, what's your instinct? What are you kind of deep down leaning towards? Do you want to bring this up with Mom?
No, I don't want to bring it up with her, but I did not consider the fact that she may have just thought that it was a dildo. In my head, I was like, she's 100% certain that she just saw a mold of her son's penis.
No way. No.
Unless does it say Clone Willy on it anywhere?
No, it doesn't.
No, that she doesn't know it's his cock.
But I get her irrational fear.
Sure.
Well, it's because you know.
Once you know something, that's all you know it as.
Yeah.
What does your husband say? Does he know that this happened?
I think I just told him, like, your mom went into our bathroom today and there was stuff out, and he, like, sort of blew it off.
And he's like, can I come home? I'm tired of this apartment.
This is good spaghetti.
It's been different living alone. There's two Budweisers and mustard in the fridge. Can I come home? If you like that little Willy me, how about the whole me? Get out of here.
I got one that has a human attached to it. A loving being. Who's full a little of creativity and joy.
And who's also going through a pretty sad period.
Yeah.
So, all right. So you're not, because my instinct on this one would be, we gotta face the bull head on.
Of course. That's your instinct.
But
what does that mean? Bring it up to her?
Yeah.
I like that Hannah's reactions here. I love watching Hannah's reactions throw you a little.
Yeah, but
just say nothing.
I
really? But hold on.
Well, the mother-in-law is not saying anything. And then her own son, who is aware of the situation, is going like, this is a nothing burger.
Yeah, but Hannah, hold on.
This is
so
you've got a very handsome partner.
Yeah.
Hunk.
Sure.
Good looking guy.
Yeah.
You want a mold of it?
Let's say you made a mold of that thing.
No, I'm asking you, Jake.
I would love one.
You're
but let's
really
say, but let's
it.
Walk you because you're very casual. I wouldn't bring it up, Pat.
No,
now, hold on. You got a big old mold of it. Mm. Big old emphasis.
Okay, stop.
It's in your bathroom.
You've thought about this before, is
yeah.
what I'm realizing.
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah,
obviously.
It's in your bathroom. His mother comes to your house. You put it in your master bathroom. It's not on the living room table. She goes through it, sees it, and then gives a very passive aggressive. I threw some things out from your bathroom.
Yeah.
Letting you know, clean up after.
Okay,
yourself.
You just put sauce on it though. Like did she put sauce on it when she said it? Or was she kind of just like, I saw something? Was it more just sort of like, ooh, or was it like, I saw something? Yeah. Like you just
Fair.
Did it.
So I'm wondering if I was maybe like overanalyzing. In my head, she was like, eyebrow up, direct eye contact. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's what
hey,
I'm saying.
They took some trash out in your shower or your bathroom. I mean,
she had some sauce.
And what I saw was.
So what's the subtext here? She's judging you.
Bathroom trash is private anyway.
But agreed. But she's so.
It is. You ever
title,
seen someone's bathroom? Bathroom trash is private trash.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
That is where you're like, look, this is buried treasure. No one can know my bathroom secrets.
I agree.
It's true.
Bathroom trash is private is a great line.
It is.
That's a great shirt.
A little strange to think that the mom-in-law is going in there purely innocently. It feels almost like a mom, like, I was cleaning your room and I found drugs under your mattress.
That's exactly
right.
I like, was reading your diary entry and I found out that you smoked a cigarette.
That's right.
Well, hold up.
Hold up.
So now, Hannah, where you're at now.
So there's already a plan that exists for this in our situation, my husband and I situation, which is when it's your family and something comes up that feels tricky.
He deals with it.
You deal with it because it's always going to be way easier hearing it from your kid than the daughter-in-law or the son-in-law.
That's clean.
So guess what? Tell your husband, this is making me feel uncomfortable. I feel a little bit weird, but I trust you to know your mom better. Can you figure this out?
Even if, does that rule apply in your house? If your mother-in-law gives you the sauce?
Sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you'll go like, hey.
Well, yeah, that's like, we're the partners in it. And I'll go like, I didn't understand the reaction. I felt kind of weird.
Will you
help me
it?
Through
Will
it? And if my family gets weird
cock.
And does weird
to
stuff,
him.
I got you.
Interesting. I like that. So what do you feel about that? Like of he came out of her, let him deal with it.
That's right. Hot potato.
It is a good idea. That is not something that my
husband's
going
to do. Okay.
But then if he knows she's cool, then I think you have to trust the thing to be like, it's cool. And I think it's more about now, instead of looking back, look forward. Mm. And you need some boundaries.
So I have a pitch. I think the end of that, I agree with, but I have a pitch. I think there's certain ways that you could do boundaries in a very polite and nice way. And that is like, this doesn't make me feel comfortable. And sometimes on planet Earth, that works. If you got the kind of mother-in-law who's sniffing around and then putting a little bit of extra heat on you, we're not talking about a 16-year-old babysitter who got confused. This is a grown-ass woman who made a move, walked into your room, sniffed around,
bathroom.
And judged you.
And went into the bathroom.
So you want to know what I'd do if I'm you? I start leaving some wild stuff in your bathroom.
Oh, boy.
It's your bathroom.
More clone willies. Get
dominate,
a family of them.
I would do dominatrix stuff, but the guy outfits.
Oh, God.
So she has to go.
Oh, my God.
There's like a ball gag and like whips and chains where like a woman is doing it to him. So she has to go like, oh, my God, she's killing my son. And then when she finally calls it out, go, this is our personal stuff. Stay out of our bathroom.
So you saw our sex acts.
So it's basically like you are catching the rat. You're putting a little cheese out. You're putting more cheese out. And then finally you're saying when they go like, the cheese you're putting out is weird. You go, get out of my kitchen. But you're putting it out there to give her the reaction. So you're forcing a boundary where she goes, I can't. She'll tell her husband, I can't go in there. The stuff I've seen. What'd you see? Whips and chains. And he's going to go, what are you doing going in there?
A full arm and lube.
Yes. there was a bucket of lube that was 8 gallons.
There was a woman in there in leather just standing.
Who said she couldn't talk? She said because Lake would hurt her.
Couldn't talk unless I had the mouth key.
Now, in terms of this galaxy, because what you're then doing is you're not facing it head on. Right before you leave, she goes like, don't worry, I got Mason or whatever the kid's name is. I'll watch him. You go, sounds good. You run upstairs. You put some underpants on a watermelon. You put a knife in its head. You put it in your shower. Yeah. You leave. Yeah. All the stuff she's dealing with is between her and her. And clearly she's not going to tell her son. So let that disease live within their family until she stops going in your bathroom.
It's insane. Obviously, this is like, you've really got the Goldilocks here. You've got three different heats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would add to my pitch, you could have your husband drop that you went to a bachelorette party and left the accoutrement around.
Yeah.
But I'll walk away. I mean, so, I like all of the pitches.
So here's where we're at. Like, you've got the bachelorette pitch, which is just you bring up to her casually. Like,
so many penises.
Yes. I went to this thing. They gave me all these penises. I don't
good
know what to do.
Good Lord.
Right?
Do you need a penis pencil? I mean, my house is inundated with cock stuff. You didn't see your son's penis in my shower, so you know.
The second one is the Hannah Simone, and that is, this isn't my mess.
No.
So I'm not dealing with it.
No.
I already got a 3-year-old. Mm-hmm. It's your mom. It's your mess. I'm very good with boundaries. I'm Hannah Simone.
That's right.
Then you got Jakey J's.
Then you got Jake Johnson.
And that is,
what happened if meth fell on heroin?
That is, you want to get weird with boundaries, honey? Let's get weird. You go sniffing around my attic, I'll give you something to see.
Oh, my God.
You want to open the box? I'm telling you, don't open the... You want to open the box? Yeah. You're not going to find a diary entry. I promise you that. But what you see, you're not going to forget. And that'll create what you want. And that is, mom's going, I'm happy to watch the kid. I don't go in their room. I don't like what I see. And you go, what happens in that bathroom has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
So what do you think you're going to do?
So I sort of already thought, because it wasn't just that, there were a few things in there. So I
else?
Sort of...
Yeah, what else? What else was in there, by the way? Just so we can think about it later.
A couple of things that grown-ups can play with.
What do they play with?
They need
Hannah,
to have a moment.
Don't be so confused. It's
I'm
sex
genuinely
stuff.
Confused.
What do they play with? I want to know.
Else besides
Monopoly?
It was just... There were a couple... It was no, there wasn't Monopoly in the shower. It was a couple of vibrators, a clone of Willy. What do you want from me? Sometimes we got to have fun, right?
Yeah, I love it.
So you had three vibrators.
So there were a couple of things in there.
Also, why are you washing three vibrators at the same time the day your mother's coming over?
Well, listen, come on. Clean
up. Okay, wait. I should clarify that it wasn't me by myself just like ripping through vibrators.
Juggling?
Who was like, using them?
And my husband.
Okay. There you go.
So
and
the night before you guys had...
You had a session.
Look, the mother-in-law might just also have this impression that you guys aren't having sex and you're just, you know, her son is not being satisfied or you're not interested in him anymore. I mean, and she couldn't be further from the truth because you have a clone of his dick. You want two of her son's dicks.
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
right.
Oh God, what
an
honor.
What a compliment. If she only knew.
What an honor.
If she only knew.
But where were you going with that, Hannah? So that the mother-in-law might think that they don't have...
Yeah, like that might be her concern of why she brought it up, because she's kind of going like, is something wrong? Is something going on? Because you've got all these toys and not my human son. And
she might be... Is cock not enough?
Like, what do you think of that? That's an interesting spin. Could the heat have been... Mm-hmm. Is there something going on in the bedroom? Because it's harder when you have babies.
I walked into your cock room. There was a toilet.
I don't think the mother-in-law would jump to, ooh, my son is using these sex toys. Like, no mother's brain is going to go there. Yeah. She's going to go, my daughter-in-law is using all these things. Something must be wrong.
That's interesting.
Maybe she's just concerned.
I also did not think of it that way. I was sort of thinking, like, along the lines of what Jake said, like, where she went into the bathroom and she was like, oh, my God, like, my son and daughter-in-law are doing such crazy things together.
Right.
Good for them. I'm never going to go into their bedroom again.
Right.
I didn't even think that she was like,
neither.
Why does she have so many fucking vibrators?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's the thing. I think most mother-in-laws would come and grandma's walking in. If she saw that and was like, oh, they have a healthy sex life, she's not going to say anything. But if she thinks that her son is being iced out,
I will say this.
She might be concerned.
If my mother walked into my bathroom and saw like fake vaginas
and a huge dick.
You are no dick, just three fake vaginas. She would go like this, like, Jesus Christ, like, take her out to dinner, Jake.
She would go, yeah.
Hey, she would literally go, have you thought of listening for her once?
Oh, yeah.
Asking her a question? Maybe you wouldn't need a plastic vagina.
You have a
young child.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of sex toys.
She might
just be worried about the health of your marriage. Again, get your husband to go be you walk by, be like, man, she's so hot.
But Hannah, the husband, ooh.
She's so gorgeous. So I have such a crush on her. Just make her feel reassured that your marriage is great and healthy in all the ways. Get him to do it by dropping non-sexual things, but like
that's
fun little crush things. And I bet you she'll just go, oh, thank God.
Oh, I know.
That's a turn, Hannah. So, like, what do you think?
See, this is why I called you guys.
Yeah, no.
That's a turn.
Woman on the couch.
Yeah. It's the name of your memoir.
Yeah, that's right. In all ways, it's where I live.
I know that.
So
about
happy.
You.
Yeah, so happy right
so,
now.
So that's a pretty interesting. So, like, do you think that this issue is mom might be a little worried about her baby boy?
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what happens when the sex leaves? So does the marriage.
Facts.
And she's afraid.
That's how my first
it doesn't
ended.
Go well.
No, if you're not playing with those dildos, eventually you might be in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah.
So what she doesn't know is things are going great with mom and dad.
Yeah.
Do you think she might be a little afraid?
This is why I called you guys, because I did not think of that. I automatically assumed that she would have thought that that was
Willie's
her son's dick in the shower. Yeah, and I automatically assumed that she would have gone, all right, never going into their room again. Good for them for keeping things spicy.
So can we give a suggestion that you actually try to pull off just to see how this affects it? Can you ask your husband to, in front of your mom, compliment your looks? If nothing else, it's sweet, right?
Yeah.
Where that all of a sudden, when you pick her up, he just goes like, what a beautiful woman. I'm so lucky.
Yeah.
And the mom goes like, she'll be happy. My son's happy.
And give him like a real kiss.
Or.
Yes.
Like a real kiss.
In front of mom.
Yeah.
After she saw the dildo. You said a real kiss.
And then,
with emphasis.
And then.
After she saw three dildos. Careful what you're telling mom. And then be like, we're freaks, mama.
A loving kiss.
Yeah. Shirt, like just shirts off, loving kiss.
Hannah's like,
no
shirt. Take his bottles off, make eye contact with the mom.
Take the fake penis out.
Ball gag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might have been a mistake.
A passionate kiss.
Might have been a mistake.
Is what's getting the reaction too far? I can't.
Fair. It's hard to kiss with a ball gag.
So, what do you think about having husband just drop some hints that things are going good?
Yeah.
And see if that's the zone mom was getting in.
Okay, that is definitely doable. And I mean, it's not like we act like we hate each other when she's around and then...
No.
He could also ask her, opinion on like a bunch of flowers. Which ones do you think you would like? I want to give these to Blake.
Yeah.
You know, that might be an organic way. It feels like
that could feel like there
but
was also trouble in paradise.
Yeah, but
that's
then you go,
exactly
I love
right.
her.
You got to make sure that,
that it's like
that,
fun and flirty.
That
and
husband
what you,
and wife are
and there's
both
a penis
like
in the
into
bouquet.
Each other.
Yeah, what do you think of some version of also
right.
something hanging in that bathroom of don't go sniffing in my attic? So you have him
yeah,
compliment
I got something
you.
Real weird in there.
And then just go on eBay and buy one $25 whip.
Okay.
All right. Just something hanging up that just creates a little bit of panic.
That's definitely doable.
So one hanging whip that, if nothing else, is a funny memory for you and your husband
yep.
that eventually you could put in like your living room, right? It's a joke. It's a gag gift. But a real scary, violent.
It could be shaped like his cock.
Like a whip. So then he's complimenting you. We're fixing that. Two, you're just making your bathroom an unsafe place for a mother-in-law to enter.
I would just like to say, as the only woman on this couch, instead of like traumatizing grandma, because she's definitely going to go sniffing there again because she feels like maybe there is trouble in paradise.
Yeah.
Leave like some super sexy lingerie. Just something.
Are you flirting with her? kiss in front of her, leave lingerie. What are you doing?
Because then you're not wearing that by yourself. If you were just sitting there icing out your husband.
I get it.
It's this. Thank you.
I get it.
Why
get
are
it.
You what putting is, sexy
I understand
lingerie.
Why you're on like a separate couch. That's yeah, a whole yeah. other way of thinking. Yeah. Two reasonable people here trying to like
this
help you through this moment.
Just because Gareth agrees with you does not mean it's two reasonable people. You just said put sexy lingerie
on the ground versus a whip. No mom is going to want to go in and be like, oh, my son is being whipped by my
exactly.
daughter.
Exactly.
He's in trouble.
So I can't go in there.
Then you're going to have to talk about it.
He's dating Indiana Jones.
Or we start.
Star the darkness.
But no mom wants to walk in and go like, there's my daughter-in-law's sexy
But then
underpants.
She's going to know that they're like, she'd be wearing it for her husband. And then maybe she'll just back off. Everything
okay,
is
gotcha.
Fine.
So that is the idea of.
I get it, girl.
He doesn't get
it. Oh, stop it.
You see?
All right. So, like, in closing, we've given you some wild advice. Will you walk us through what you're going to do here?
Mm. Yeah, I think, like, having him compliment me or, like, you know, get me some flowers or do something chivalrous in front of her is a good sort of, like, not passive aggressive, but just like, hey, we know what you saw, but things are great. Those weren't just... her vibrators that she uses by herself.
Right.
And then also just, although this was a few weeks ago and she's been to the house since and she has not been in that room.
Okay.
So that may have just been enough. But I mean, I can always throw a whip in there and
sure.
And a girl.
Hope she goes back in and gets scared out of her mind.
Sure.
So we're going with the husband compliments and a whip in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's all doable.
Can you do us a big favor? And when you get the whip, can you send us a photo of it hanging in your bathroom?
Next to your husband's cock?
And we'll, we don't need to see his cock.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. But it hanging in there, and then we can post that along with the episode?
Sure.
Can I just have one question?
Yeah.
Is it weird for me to get a clone Willie of myself just for myself?
Thank you, Lake.
Thanks, Lake. Bye, appreciate Lake. It.
Very body positive.
Bye. Yeah, thank you. Bye.
I just want to, like, what? Do you send in photos? It all feels so...
Well, I know the way they probably used to do it, and that was the way you do the Hollywood stuff with the mold. Where the way they, like, redo
your
teeth.
So you just send you a mold kit, and you'd be doing that, and then sending it back?
Or,
that sounds expensive.
I think it is expensive.
Molding kits. Oh, they do it with
God,
a molding
this
kit.
This is real.
Clone a yep. Willy glow in the dark. Only $42?
Oh, I found one that's my size.
Venus casting.
Yep.
The skin tone of your choice.
Penis casting. That's how you got on New Girl, right, Jake?
I'm actually looking for a clone Willie, but for juniors.
Neon purple. So I want your dick, but I want it neon purple.
That looks like a lot of molding. Can I get half that molding? It feels like a lot.
So, Hannah, thank you for doing our show.
Oh, you're welcome.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, Hannah.
I want to ask you some questions to go back in time a little bit.
Oh, okay.
We didn't get to do this when Lamorne and Max and Damon and Zoe first did it, but we started interviewing at the end a little bit.
Oh, all right.
And it's been fun. It started, I think, with Rain.
Yeah.
When he came in, right before he left, we were like, can we chat a little bit?
Is that because you're a little bit of a fan?
Yeah, I'm a fan. But
well,
we would have
this is different.
Well, you and I have stayed in very good touch via text.
True.
So we did not work together a lot.
No.
So the New Girl experience for you, and it was really funny seeing you in here because we do communicate.
Yeah.
So, but we don't see each other a lot, and we didn't see each other a lot during that era. We would be around each other, but not the same. What was your arc? Because I know that you were a VJ. I know that you were, I didn't get that wrong.
No, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was just like, the arc is so...
But what I'm
strange
because I remember you and I would always, whenever we've always chatted, it's always been about business and it's always been about lifestyle.
Yeah.
So that's not the way most actors talk.
No.
Most actors, it's always process and character.
Oh.
And ours would always be like schedule and where our characters sit. So, and like you were always mad as like an attractive lady, you had to be like heels and skirts, and I would be in like sweatpants.
That's true. I call it the Jake Johnson School of Acting, and I've remembered it ever since. Where he's like, always make sure you sit down and have a drink in your hand.
Your character should always like to be drinking.
Always sitting down is a great idea.
So smart.
But you've become a master of it.
Thank you so much.
But how do you get New Girl? So if you walk us through that, like, what is that journey in?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I think like the shortest version of that is that the year before, or yeah, the year
so
before.
2011, right around there.
Yes. Yeah, 2011 is when we shot our pilot. So it was that 2010, I think. Slumdog Millionaire had come out and just
destroyed
at the Oscars. Yeah.
And you're still in London.
I was living here in LA.
Okay. When did you then first start moving out here?
I moved out here in 2008. Okay. I was a VJ.
And was it thinking acting? Was it sitcoms? Was it comedy? Was it everything?
I knew that I always wanted to be an actor.
You did? Cool.
I had always done it just as my own passion because there was no like opportunities to do it professionally unless you were going to be the butt of the joke or put on a funny accent or do things that I personally couldn't relate to at all and felt like degrading to the culture. So that wasn't my jam. And I'd come from like my whole career had been working at the United Nations. I was a human rights and refugees officer. I was working with women and children in refugee camps and traveling around the world. So I had
From that to like me, Max Lamorne. What a drop off.
Yes, I did. You're like, she didn't say much those first few years.
I mean, Zoe and you alone, I could see like a little bit like you all of a sudden in scenes with Max with like me and Lamorne walking in the background you're working with.
As Jake's like, these hours are brutal. Yeah. You're like, hey buddy.
Hey, let me teach you something. Always be in sweatpants.
Hey, we're out of the chocolate chip granola, so this is hell.
Your character, your character should love M&M's. Have a great day.
You walk into a light. Ow! Jake.
All right, so keep going. So you're doing
this,
real stuff.
I've been doing that stuff, and I'd always been doing like theater and just stuff for myself that I just enjoyed doing.
But what was the, in terms of that era of Hannah?
Yeah.
What was the dream vision? Was it movies? Was it dramatic? Was it comedy? Like what was the kind of path?
I always thought, to be honest with you, that I would do drama. Yeah. Like I liked that kind of storytelling. Yes. I really enjoyed it. But yeah, it's kind of was like good people, being around good, fun people where like the process was like open and we could all contribute. You could have like a seat at the table, have your voice heard. That's kind of who I'd always kind of grouped with and I had enjoyed it. And then I quit being a VJ and I got an opportunity to host a video game reality show, which got me my visa down here. Fun. It was 8 weeks of work. It paid me more than I'd ever been paid. So I was like, perfect. No problem. This is wonderful. And then...
And is
nothing
that big
happened.
Personality or is that kind of like you're just running through it or are you kind of showing your personality in that?
It's just hosting and I love hosting. So it was really great. I really enjoyed it. Easy work, light work because I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And then Slumdog hit. I wanted to act and I would go to my agent and they're like, you have a blank resume. Like no one cares about theater.
Yeah.
It's not happening. So I was like, well, all right. And there was just no opportunities for like an Indian woman.
Totally.
Unless you are going to be like the joke one scene, or I call it the bit of the like exotic, erotic, weird thing. Yeah. You have to just be like this, whatever, just to be stared at in a scene. That also is not my jam. So I ended up working other jobs down here. Slumdog hit. Then all of a sudden there was like four pilots with all Indian casts.
No.
And they
way.
Were shitting themselves because there was no one to who could sit there and carry a network comedy because no one had been given the opportunities.
Such a weird town.
And I'll never forget getting a call from my agent at the time. And he was just like panicked. And he was just like, you're Indian, right? You're Indian. How Indian are you? Are you in? What? How much of it is Indian?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm half Indian. He's like, great. You have like 9 auditions. Yeah.
Wow. How Indian are half Indian? Hold on. It's half enough. That's wonderful.
That's exactly right. Yeah. It was the craziest thing. And I remember going and it was an audition for Outsourced.
Okay.
And I went
Outsourced was pre-New Girl.
Pre-New Girl. This is the year before. for NBC, and I went in, and it was like all of us.
Yeah.
Just all of us that I'd ever met were like in the room, and we couldn't believe we were auditioning for leads.
Yeah, cool.
And it was the wildest thing. And it was with Ken Kouapis, who had come from like The Office, and yes. It was like really cool. And it was like a weekend of just like workshopping, and we were testing. And I didn't book it. And they brought me back multiple times. And this was the part, to be honest with you, that was so frustrating to me, because they hired someone else who had a darker skin tone than me. Mm. And they were like, we love Hannah so much, but she doesn't look Indian enough. And I was like, this is the wildest thing in the world of why I lost a job.
What a swing.
It was so crazy. And then I went and auditioned for another pilot called Nevermind Nirvana. Okay. And it was Seth Yankowitz that was the casting director.
No way.
And I didn't, and I went all the way and I tested. I didn't book it.
But so even though you're not booking these, when you're getting that far, that means you're hitting.
Yeah.
You're in a pretty nice groove. You're feeling pretty confident. Yeah. You're knowing that like,
it was my first auditions. Like, it was just the wildest thing. I went from not being able to get in a room to like testing.
Yeah. Okay.
And so then I didn't book those two roles. Outsource then went and they did a season.
I remember.
And I was heartbroken because I thought, well, then that's it.
There's my show. Yeah.
I've never, that opportunity is never going to present itself again. They wanted specific Indians. And then the next year they were casting New Girl and Seth was the casting director.
Of course.
And remembered me from Nevermind Nirvana and brought me back. And if I had booked outsourced, I wouldn't have been able to come in for that audition. And I went in and
did you have to go through all the steps or did you jump for, was it a producer session when you started? Do you remember?
I don't remember, to be honest with you, what the first one was. I remember I had a chemistry read with Zoe.
Yeah.
And I made her laugh.
Fun.
Really like hard, like just like when I came in and we were just chatting, caught her off guard or something, and she laughed. So that was great for them to like see, and we just kind of got each other in that moment. That was great. And then yeah, then I went in and tested, but everyone I was testing against were people I recognized,
right?
And no one even knew who I like who I was. And I remember at the end of that the studio session, I think it felt really quiet in the room, and then Kasdan turned around to the room, and I was the last person to audition, turned around to the room and he goes, that's how you do it.
Is that true?
Fuck.
And I walked out and I was like, I don't know what that means. I think that's good. I don't know what
good
that means.
For you.
Wow. But that was, I'll never forget that moment. And it was just like really, and now like I know him. I know that was like a genuine
sweet moment. He was saying to everybody, let's go, let's do this one.
Right.
And did you feel with Zoe right away a chemistry? Did you guys kind of know what the thing was?
Yeah, because my sense of humor was really dry.
Yeah.
And I just think that that just like tickled her and worked for what she liked to do. And I think that everyone that she had seen coming in before me in that little chemistry read had a similar kind of like bubbly kind of energy as her. So like we kind of got each other, and that's the dynamic in most of my close girl, you know, my girl friendships anyway, is just like I'm kind of yin yang each other. So that was nice for me too, to be like, oh, I can just kind of be in that zone of how I like to be. And she got it.
Yeah.
And they got it.
Did you know in the pilot stages? Cause I knew that if done right, there was going to be a Nick Jess thing. So it was just little moments in the writing. We would be like the way he looks at her. And I'm like, oh, I think they're building this. Did you know it was going to be a CC Schmidt thing?
No idea.
Okay. Because I didn't know that either.
But I was also so green that I didn't even know how to look for the things.
Right.
I will say that Max was then like so kind.
Yeah.
And like he just knew it was like my first time trying to figure
really
it out.
He's really smart with this stuff.
Yeah, he was super sweet, and I always say this, like even to the end, because I had to do so much stuff with him by the end. He just has a way of, you know, like yes anding you to the end.
Yeah.
He will always just make it funny or meet you where you're at. And we had to do so much emotional stuff, And he would always be like really in there with you. And it just makes you better.
Yeah.
And so I always felt really safe with him. And as a friend, we had so much downtime in that first season. And him and I would sometimes just be hanging out and talking. And he was just really just, I don't know, kind and safe. And I think that that was just like a natural, just then chemistry of someone who was super seasoned.
Yeah.
Just kind of taking me under his wing. And I don't know if they kind of saw that and was like, oh, this could actually.
Oh, so nobody brought up to you when you were starting, there's a potential, because that became a huge part of the show.
Yeah. That's yeah. Great. No, no one said anything to me. And it was kind of fun week to week to find it out. And to be honest with you, it's one of the reasons why I really love TV. Because I feel like if you sit down with a film script, you see the whole arc beginning to end.
I totally agree with this.
But it doesn't mimic like the reactions you have in real life.
Totally.
You don't know your boyfriend's going to cheat on you next week, right? Yeah. So you in love with him this week.
But TV, when it's really fun, and New Girl had periods where this hit, where when we would be at the table read, you'd go like, oh, that's a fun turn.
Mm-hmm.
And TV, when it's annoying, is you go like, no, don't do that.
Right.
Like it's all building. Yeah. And when a show's really working, the writing staff and the crew and everybody together is building this thing that almost feels like it already exists.
Yeah.
And now you're catching up to it. So the reason I asked about the you and Max thing is some of those things felt predetermined in a weird way, where it would start and you'd be like, oh, this is a thing. Mm. Like Lamorne in it. When Lamorne first auditioned, you're like, there's nobody else.
Right.
Right? Like, this just doesn't make sense without you, man.
Yeah.
You and that show, if you and Max aren't together in that, I don't know what the show is. But like the Schmidt season thing, like that is the show. The Nick Justin, that is the show. Like all the Brian. Stuff that you're, but the Brian trying to stop those kids from going to that preschool in that one episode, that is the show.
It's funny because when I read that script, I was like, where are they going with this for the season?
Yeah.
Same. I was like, where is this ending?
But you weren't invited to the table right now.
Well, no, but that was like such a twist.
Oh, you know who we almost got for that was Tony Baker.
Yeah, but then the whole thing, even on the day, you know, I didn't know they were going to turn it into a Nick Bryan thing.
It wasn't a Nick Bryan thing.
Well,
but
it could have been.
Keep saying, you did yell on set a lot.
That was in the script. When we're done rolling, yell. What are you talking about?
And then how different was it going on to this, the new TV show? Not Dead Yet. So then our show ends. You got a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
Then you're going back into network television.
Yeah.
And we had been texting a bunch about jobs and what to kind of do and what we both wanted to
do. I mean, I jokingly call you my manager.
Yes.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yes. So Jake
is one of the few like truth tellers I feel like in this town. He will just say to you, that's a terrible idea.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
And I remember asking you about Gina because I realized the group of people that you have around you is everything. It's everything.
So the showrunner, the people around you, and then.
That's right. So I always call every single project. I'm always like, I call everybody.
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
Any links?
Yeah.
I'll do the cold call. What do you think? Please talk off the record.
Yeah, that's right.
Are they
right.
fucking nuts?
I've walked away from a bunch of stuff because I'm just like, no, thank you.
Yes.
But I remember, and I'll never forget, because I text you and I was like, tell me about Gina.
Yes.
And you said, run to work with her.
Yeah. She's great.
And you're right. She's like now one of my closest friends. She came up and stayed with me in Canada.
Is that true?
Yeah, we're like
she's
sisters.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And killer talent.
Oh my God.
So she's got all the loves where you're like, everything you're doing. We had a weird thing. We did a show up in Canada together during the pandemic. And my kids got obsessed with her.
Yeah.
And like, you know, like certain kids just pick somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It was just Gina this, Gina that. And so one day she was like, if you guys want to come up, the where she was staying had like a little farm. She's like, the kids can play. In the middle of it, she goes, and my wife and I were there, and she's like, why don't you guys go out to eat and I'll just watch the kids? And my wife and I were like, no, Gina, you're not babysitting our kids. And she's like, go. We did.
Yeah.
We went out to eat. The kids came back. They still talk about it.
Yeah.
You're like, she's just one of those humans. You're like, and then on set, killer. She's also an EP.
Yeah.
So she also gets it all. You're like, oh, you know the shorthand about like when we're wasting time. You also know when you now need to bring it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, ooh, if she's the person you're with in scenes.
Oh, yeah. No, she has your back in such an incredible way.
Yeah.
But she can also just be like a boss bitch on set and how she handles it. But she does it in a way where It's impossible to dislike her.
She's not abusive.
She's got the magic thing.
But when she barks, people listen.
Yeah. No, I love her so much. I love that show so much.
So we're hoping it comes back.
Hope so.
And if it doesn't, or if it does, what would you like to be doing in about 10 years? If you're not out of the game, right? We could all be out of the game. There's a moment where we all go like, I'm leaving the casino. Game was fun. Chips were fun. But what would be like a fun in the future, Hannah Simone, if you landed doing something like that, you'd be like, that was pretty fucking cool.
You know what I really find is like the thing that, I don't know, seeks me and I hope that I get to do later in life after I, you know, stop doing this kind of work is the way I got that video game reality show to host was because Padma Lakshmi was hosting Top Chef. Mm. And the EPs of the show that I got cast on were massive fans of Top Chef.
Yes.
So if she hadn't been there, they never would have hired me. You know, it was as close as they could get. An Indian girl walked in with bangs, you know, and then when Frida was part of Slumdog and it just shows like the power of how much like representation matters. Because I remember asking Liz Merriweather, I was like, you have no idea what you did putting an Indian girl as just part of this like American group of friends and just being this, you know, but as part of the gang. It's changed things. I talk to so many young girls who look like me and they see themselves in the mainstream as something possible. I didn't grow up seeing that.
That's cool.
And Liz gives the best, like she said, the best thing. She has no idea that it's the best thing, but she says, I don't know what you're talking about. I just hired the funniest person.
Yeah, totally.
I was like, that's amazing. And so for me to figure out, and Gina and I talk about this a bunch, is how then I just keep that door open and create the opportunities for other young girls, boys that look like me to kind of be able to get their foot in. It's huge.
I don't think there's a lot of boys who look like you. I'll be honest. I mean, you've got a very specific...
I mean, you never know.
I could be wrong. I don't know. I just know if there is, like, it's a great looking little guy.
Holy shit.
That is a shock. Yeah. Like, that little boy looks like Hannah Simone.
That is Hannah Simone. Wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Listen, I go in disguise sometimes, okay?
Good.
I don't like to talk about it a lot.
Smart.
And then last before we go, just because of the New Girl connection, when you look back, what's one scene that always kind of pops into your head or one memory that you always kind of take with you besides the Brian scene?
Yeah.
Is there like a
don't
scene?
Don't feel like you have to say Brian.
But is there a scene that you did? Is there a moment that you were part of? Because I know none of us knew that this show would keep living. I for sure did. Mm-hmm. I did not have any understanding that the audience was going to grow. I was very into the audience at the moment, and the audience at the moment on network TV was bleeding out.
Mm-hmm.
So by the end, the fun of it for me was, we're shooting this in a fucking vacuum, right? Who cares?
Right.
It's cross-covered, have fun. We all know the bits. We all know how to make each other laugh. We know how to make the crew laugh. Let's have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Now realizing that, oh, streaming happened and people are going to be able to watch it and see it forever and new generations find it.
Mm.
You're like, oh, what an amazing gift. But then in looking back, what is a moment that you get to go like, that was pretty cool. I was in that moment.
I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah.
There's
pretty,
a
pretty
lot.
Good
of...
question. Pretty good at interviewing. Yeah. Huh?
That's what you were thinking. Not bad.
I saw it in her eyes. She's like, well, I'm sitting here with Charlie
Rose.
Here's
what I was thinking. Is like,
the only reason I'm doing this, he did a very good job interviewing Tony Hale earlier. And I literally
so
said
much.
Like, you were, that was a great interview and I got to step up my game.
All right.
Iron sharpens iron. You did great, Gareth.
Here's the obvious one, but the obvious one
please.
Is not the one
please.
That first came to mind. So I'm going to go with what first came to mind. I mean, the obvious one was the Prince episode.
Yeah, yeah.
For so many reasons.
So, by the way, your
untold story
are you,
of the Prince. We're going to do it on like our podcast.
Okay, I'll drop it then.
And then there's so many things that nobody knows that will go. So that for sure was like something
will
that will
just
live
say
forever
this
in my
on
brain.
This one, how he texted. Remember?
Oh, the memes.
No, the capitalization.
Oh, yeah.
The sub. Will you just say that here?
Yeah, he would email me and it would
Prince
be.
Prince emailed Hannah all the time.
All the time. And it was like, the letters, the numbers, everything big, small, and a lot of like crying Oprah gifts and things like that.
Oh, it's so
but punctuation would be really lowercase.
I would
lowercase?
Show you. I would show you these.
I was obsessed with
that. Like, frame them. Keep them.
All lowercase would be like, hey, lowercase H E capital Y.
Yeah.
And then like, girl, then it would be like a bunch of stuff in the subject too. It was the wildest emails I'd ever seen.
Yeah. The first moment that came to mind is one that no New Girl fan has seen because they couldn't, they didn't put it in the show. But I remember when it happened, and it was the last thing, almost the second, or maybe second to the last thing we ever shot. And I was like, they're gone. They've gone crazy. Was that they had Nick and Cece kiss.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
Wait.
You don't remember this?
You don't remember it?
I remember this.
I would remember this.
We both started laughing so hard.
This was at the end?
Yeah, at the end. It was in the series finale. They were trying to like do the cooler reenacted.
I'm kind of remembering this.
They was behind the door, and then they were trying to do it, and then we both were laughing so hard, and we were like, no, we can't.
You're totally, so what I remember, the reason I was, I was going to ask, and I didn't know why I was going to ask it, but I was going to say, like, when we were talking about the you and Max and the Nick and Jess, of like, how different of a show.
Right.
Because in the pilot, Max pitched a line at the end when we're all on the couch, and I had felt like that was written where Nick is going after Jess. Jess is the funny one. Cece, you were like the really hot one that all the guys wanted, right? And then Coach was the crazy one, and Max was the really funny one, and Jess was the whole lead.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we're all sitting at the couch, Max pitches at the end where he goes, like, wouldn't it be funny if I said to her, like, I'll do you? And I remember being like, if that joke lands, then the question is like, then this guy is trying to have sex with her and she's not in.
Right.
And I remember being like, then I don't know where Nick fits in. Cause then she goes like jar. But then I thought like, oh, and in my head, I'm like, if that were to happen, then it's either going to be, it would have been Coach then.
Mm-hmm. They tried that.
I remember.
And Damon and I, he was supposed to put me against like a wall, lift me up against the wall. And him and I couldn't stop laughing. And I think I like chipped his tooth a little, and then we just couldn't get it together. Right. And I remember Finkel and Bear being like, this.
But that's what I mean. There's something about it because the idea of Cece and Coach from that pilot, if you said, is interesting. Once Lamorne came, it was different.
Yeah.
Lamorne and Cece, they're doing a mess around.
Yeah.
They ain't getting
together. That's right.
They ain't getting together.
They got it from a mile away.
Yeah, no way. It's a different beast.
That's right.
But you're like, that's what, when you're talking about what's great about TV, is it changes.
Yeah.
And the writer sees something and then push towards it.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's what gets really fun.
Yeah.
But so then go ahead. So the moment you remember.
I just remember it being so really funny because they kept us so apart.
Yeah.
For so many years, and we were just like friends on different shows.
That's how it felt.
Yeah, you're just like, you should get a better car. Let me hook you up with a guy.
I hooked you up with a guy. No, you said to me, you're like, I have enough savings. I feel like I'd like a car. I don't know how to do it. And I was like, I got a guy.
That's right.
And then we both had the same Lexus, the same little signage.
That's right.
Whatever.
Yeah. That was our relationship. Yes. And it was just a funny thing. It was the second to last thing we shot. They like pulled the loft door and they were like, all right, now you guys are going to do like reenact like the cooler kiss.
Right.
And you guys are going to do it in the True American Game or whatever. Yeah. And we both were just laughing because we're like, in what world does this, cross these characters'
minds? I never liked when New Girl went crazy, crazy like that. Yeah. There were times the show would experiment with like, how wild is this show?
Mm-hmm.
It's not what that show felt like to me.
Yeah.
It felt like sometimes the bits we could get really silly, but it was never like community-ish. It was never like, we weren't that show that could also kind of be a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
And when we did it, you would feel it. It would be like on set, you're like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
There are certain moments you're like, this just doesn't feel like it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but that one's on the cutting room floor.
That's really funny.
It makes me laugh.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Hannah, you're the best.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, great to see you in person. We're Here to Help is hosted by Jake Johnson
and Gareth Reynolds.
The show is produced and edited by Kevin Bartelt, and the associate producer and editor is AJ McKeon.
Our social media director is Caitlin Tanwakio, and our video editor is John DeBruin.
The theme song is made by Oliver Raleigh, and you can check out his music at oliverraleigh.com. That's Oliver, RALLI.com.
The album artwork is by James Fosdyke. You can find him on Instagram at James_Fosdyke, D-I-K-E. And if you'd like to see me do stand-up on the road, go to GarethReynolds.com.
Additional artwork by Patty Holland. You can find him on Instagram at PADDY Holland 2004. And if you'd like early access to episodes, subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/heretohelppod.
And if you'd like to be on the show, email us your question at helpfulpod@gmail.com.
All of the advice given on We're Here to Help is for entertainment purposes only, and all listeners should be adults and make their own decisions.